Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
It's good to see all of you.
Yeah.
Hey. When you hear those voices, I know a lot of you probably go, oh gosh, I wish I could sing like that. You know?
Yeah.
And one day we play cards a lot. And he always plays music and it's always wonderful. And I'll go, oh, I wish I could sing like that person or that person. And then it occurred to me, it's like, but I'm not supposed to sing like that person. All of us have this unique and individual voice and this way of being in the world. And we're really not supposed to be like somebody else. We're supposed to be exactly and have the voice that we have. And that's all the wonder of this conversation that's going on here. Whenever I come up with a title of a talk and I'm trying to figure out what it's about, it seems like something always happens with Mark. So this one's called The Voice of God. Mark goes under the bus. Some of you know my cat, Lily, because you used to come to my house all the time for the services and stuff. And so Lily, even though she looks like a kitten, is like 22 years old. And she's going back and forth on stuff. And so yesterday she wasn't looking well, and Mark's going, oh, I'm really concerned, you know, about Lily, which is unusual because Mark didn't even know animals existed, really. So he's really cares about Lily, and so he was worried about her, and I said, yeah, you're right, let's get her into the vet, but they're only open till noon, so let's, you know, go. So we did. We went in, and he was checking her out and talking to us about stuff, and he said, well, it would really help if you had the blood test from the other vet that she had gone to before. So I contacted them and called him and said, could you fax over her chart? And nothing happened. No fax came through. And they were closing at noon, so I was worried about, you know, are we going to get this accomplished today and find out what's going on with her? And so I was getting, you know, okay, maybe Mark, you could go out and check at the front desk to see if they got it yet. So I don't know why, but I hand him the business card, and he goes out there, and he says, has a fax come in yet? And they said, no, no fax yet. So he pulls out his phone and starts dialing the number of the vet, and he's on the phone with her and said, we need that now. And she goes, do you know you're talking to me? He goes, yes, I know I'm talking to you. We need it right now. And, you know, get that fax over to us. Get those test results over to us. And the woman said, you're looking right at me. They were this far apart. He had dialed the office that we were in. He's yelling, and she's going, you're looking right at me. And I thought, you know, how true is that when we think about, you know, people are seeking God everywhere, you know, like, where's God? You know, how do I, you know, what do I do about this God? And, you know, where are you? And it's like, you're looking right at me. You know, you're having a conversation with me everywhere you go. And that's really hard for us to understand because we think of it as something outside of us instead of something within us and within and through all things. And so I thought some of these quotes were good, but naturally whenever you look at quotes about the voice of God or God, so many of them have that male pronoun in there as if he's a he. Is a personality, okay? And so we talk about that sometimes, about God being a pure creative energy, and also we think about getting guidance. And if one is like non-personal, impersonal, and the other one is guidance, then there's a confusion there about what is God and what is the voice of God. So we try to roll it back because so many people have God is a personality that looks and sounds a lot like us, that's punishing and judging and rewarding sometimes, giving and taking away, and we see it as that, and that's what we were taught. So sometimes we just say, let's forget all that and just see God as pure creative energy, and we lay our thoughts upon that energy, and that's what is projected in our lives. But sometimes that can feel too impersonal, because we also know that there's something that speaks into our minds a lot of times when we're going through a challenge. There's something that actually talks to us and seems to understand what it is we're going through that seems to understand what this human experience is. It really gets how confusing it can be that we are in this situation, that we're in this physical world, but that it's hard for us to remember where we actually came from. So one of the things that I really like when I was reading Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha was at one point he realizes, after spending a lot of time on the river, that the river holds all of the voices of everyone. And if you think about it, the sounds that you hear when you go to the edge of a river, how you can hear like a baby, you can hear another voice, you can hear someone crying, you can hear someone laughing, you go across the, it branches off and it goes into a babbling brook and you hear a lot of laughter. And it's really interesting to see that it's kind of like trapped or living in this flow, this river, is all of us. And then to go on to explain that if we could see ourselves in this river of life, a life that's much bigger than the physical world, but life, we would remember that we are all at the same moment the source and all the different points along the river all at the same time. We never cease to be what we really are. We are in the flow of the river, and we are present in each moment of the river, even up ahead. And that's hard for our mind, because our mind lives in this time where this is what happens, and this is what happens, and then this is what happens. And we don't realize that we're happening all at once, that we never cease to be the source as well as every point, going on forever. It never ends. It's comforting to know that in this river that we're in, that there are other voices who are up ahead, including ourselves, that can talk to us and remind us that it's okay right where we're at. That when you think about the guidance that you receive, that inner voice, you'll notice that it's not Carol Channing. It's your voice. It's your voice speaking into your mind, comforting you, and telling you it's okay. It's that calm voice that's already ahead of this that knows what you're going through right now. It's you. You are still within you, in the flow, the source, the incarnation, the child, the teenager, the middle age, the elderly, the moved on, the starting over again. You're it. You're all of it. You're absolutely all of it. But in each moment, we can forget that. Last night when we were here for the concert, it was the first time we had a concert here. And as much as I loved it and enjoyed it, it was bittersweet because it reminded me of a time when we had these concerts always at our house, which used to be the church, and all the energy that came in. And I remember the very first time we moved the home church out of the home and into the first place, I remember walking around that first week. And I remember Mark and I both feeling, it's kind of sad, isn't it? They're leaving. The kids are leaving home. It's like we're all leaving home. And we learned, though, that there's a part of us that wants to keep rebuilding what we had, and there's another part of us that's ready to move on. And that we start to understand that we carry that energy with us wherever we go, that we're the home. We're not leaving the home. We are the home. Home is within us. We're not seeking God. We're discovering God within ourselves. The voice of God is everywhere around us. Don't listen to the words so much. Listen to the sound. Listen to the sound everywhere. And imagine somebody hitting the mute button. Can you imagine that? And then you hit it again, and the sound comes back on. You would feel as if you had heard the voice of God, and it wouldn't matter what was coming out of anybody's mouth. We forget what a miracle it is and all the wonderful sounds that are around us. And I even said, even the hum of our computer, nothing exists without the source and the creative energy behind it. And we live our lives as if we're looking for an occasional miracle when it's all a miracle. So I just wanted to talk about that today, that the voice of God is within us and everywhere around us. And if we would just enjoy the sound of it, we would hear a much deeper message than what we think is going on. Thank you very much.